from the East Coast, gateway to the fifth dimension. This is Interstellar Radio with Ivan Teller.
Hello, greetings everyone. Still working on the intro. One of these days I'll have it synced correctly so the audio will go down. I can speak and actually hear me. Hear somebody for that matter. Hopefully we are alive. There's no way to tell. At least, all right, we're just going to hopefully make, we're going to wish for the best that this is being recorded. Live from Blog Talk Radio. This is Alien Disclosure. Alien, fifth dimension, fourth dimension, healing. We are still in, what is this, July 17th, 2018. And we're going to be speaking to you for 1 hour. On different topics, our next show will be on Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll have a special guest. So, tonight you can take your calls. Guest call-in is, 516-387-1459. I've looked at other, Spreaker? I guess that's how you pronounce it. It's another podcasting. And, I don't know, I just had to stick with Blog Talk. You can do some stuff with it, but you got to really move things around. I don't know if I have the time for that. I can't get my intro working right. It's completely, so... All right, for those that are new to all this, this is Alien Disclosure, Fifth Dimension Disclosure. I have to admit, I do feel the deep state, the dark side of it. There is a positive side to it, but the dark side feels like it's losing its power. Not entirely, of course, but it does seem like it's downgrading ever so slightly. And Trump just connected with Putin. Of course, the media gives me something to do. However you want to look at it. I said tonight, last night on YouTube, it's not really, you know, about Trump or the government that we're seeing. It's really about the deep state that we don't see. And you can kind of see it, not easily, but it's there working in the shadows, of course. And those shadows gives it kind of an indication of where we're going. You basically have to, you know, connect to your instincts, basically, to really have any clear, not to say you always see the outcome, but you might. We're going into new territory. This month is still a transition month. Usually by, you know, by the end of the month, I should know what's going on, you know, like what is it that they're, you know, if nothing truly happens, of course we're still in the middle of the month, but you know, as for alien movement, deep state movement, I'm kind of looking for, you know, kind of like a sign, but nothing, maybe not too obvious. Of course, Yellowstone Park, I guess, is going through a lot of there's a lot of darkness in Yellowstone. Not entirely, but there is a lot of darkness there. A lot of dark vortexes, I guess, missing children or missing people in that area happens a lot. A lot of reptilian energies there. You wouldn't think that would be the case there, but apparently it is. So we have a lot to, understand here. There's a lot of strange anomalies that we will solve over time. Let's see. From before it's news, you have the global reset will come like a thief in the night. I don't believe this part, though. As the world edges closer to the next crisis, I don't believe that. I'm not seeing a crisis. Global reset is coming. Well, I guess we'll find out. Anonymous, something is coming. Putin, Trump-Putin summit. Of course, this is, let's see if there's anything here. Well, I guess we'll find out there. Benjamin Fulford, the world is headed for a new age, not a new world order. And that is definitely true. It's patience. It's, you know, and you wonder, like, what are we going to do in the middle while we're waiting is do what you feel is right. I wouldn't call it waiting, but technically it's waiting. Waiting for something big to occur, basically. Let's see here. I'm reading down some of this over. I mentioned this. I'm kind of rehashing some of the stuff I've said on YouTube, but well, except for this, Nephilim imprisoned in the inner earth and are the hidden force of the world. There's a YouTube video on that. I guess you can check YouTube for that one. I'm just going through the headlines. I don't know. Well, let's see here. Nephilim in prison. Yes and no. A lot of beings can't make themselves known here for many reasons. That feels like it's going to change. But not yet. We're going to a time where, who knows when this is going to occur, but when we start to see beings around us that are, coming to our dimension, not to say you're going to start seeing giants, but like fairy-type beings, elemental beings, aliens will eventually appear when the time is right. Of course, people are already seeing them through sightings. It's just, I call this kind of like the waiting phase, but not really. It is and it isn't. It's, still be yourself, still learn your abilities, expand. You're not going to sit around and wait. There's different kinds. Some of it's waiting, but that doesn't mean you don't have to do nothing. Do as much as you feel like you need to. Connect who you feel to. I believe more people will learn how to channel. And, if you want to learn how to channel, you can go to ivanteller.com. I'm working on making things a little bit easier to find on ivanteller.com, but basically activating your powers is another thing I'm kind of looking at. That'd be kind of interesting to see where that goes. Learning how to channel is one step, but that's not always the easiest to break out of the third-dimensional vortex that we're all in. And it's like it's nature. You have to let nature grow. But to open up spiritual connections, I don't know. I've been feeling the dimensions opening up. I've been feeling the other dimensions that are around us more than usual. The kind of like the beings that are roaming around us that we're not seeing. Reptilians is one of them. They're the easiest ones to pick up on. There's grays too, but I usually pick up reptilians as the first one. We're tourism for the reptilians. I don't know. Well, there's different energies with the reptilians. A lot of it's curiosity. We're blaming the reptilians for quite a bit. Well, some are. Because their fingerprints are on quite a bit. Of course, you have Archons, you have other beings that are involved. You have Syrians that are causing difficulties here. But of course, I'm bringing great positivity here. I imagine the reptilians would be more than happy to show themselves here. A lot of them are actually connected to the army generals and our military. And a lot of them are actually very positive. Some of them reincarnate as an army general or air force general, whatever it might be. To bring us out of darkness, protect us. It's another way of looking at it. So there's more to it than that. Of course, even with the CIA, a lot of alien beings, which I never really thought about. They reincarnate here. They've had incarnations here already as humans, and they reincarnate here as, CIA, FBI. NSA to assist us, not to, well, and others are causing difficulties, but others are here to help us, too. It's another way of looking at it. Of course, there's other, MI6, other United Nations, Yeah, the United Nations plays a big role. I haven't looked into their what's going on. You know, I looked it up them on YouTube. Man, are they boring. Oh, let's see. U.S. and Russia are doing the latest, and nothing new there. Pressure mounts on UN, and nothing new there. U.S. should address concerns of UN poverty report. Yeah, UN, they keep a lot of stuff pretty quiet. Check something. I'm just looking up aliens and the United Nations, see if anything pops up. But they are definitely connected. You know, they're not going to make it that clear, but they are definitely connected. So that was a news report about Pentagon wants to bring mind control tech to troops. Well, they already have it, so they might as well, right? Yeah. Definitely. Elon Musk, let's see, what is this? Latest outburst raised questions on leadership. Yeah, he's losing his mind, basically. He might be going through a lot of mind control stuff, too. Yeah, it's kind of like on different sides of the board. It's not all bad, not all good. He's kind of in the middle, of from what I can pick up on, at least. Yeah, this thing about Anthony Bourdain, that just came up, at least mentally. Yeah, there's a lot of contradictory energies around it. Still feel like it was a ritual. Yeah, I don't think he's the type to commit suicide. Of course, they spin it, and I don't see it. But, of course, the mainstream kind of have to let it go in some ways. Well, at least, you know, not entirely, but there's just so much wrapped around it. You can say that's why we're in this paradox dimension where we can't really always connect to what's going on. You know, some mainstream isn't going to listen to it because the mainstream is controlling the narrative, the way we think. That's why there's a lot of, I would say, archons in the mainstream media. Of course, the deep state's in the media to basically set the agendas, any kind of conspiracy theories. Of course, they're going to knock it down, even if a lot of them are true. Is, you know, they label everything that's not going through the mainstream as conspiracy, then eventually you'll find out what was true. Of course, not everything's going to be true, but they're definitely setting up the narrative of how we think, how we act, doing the best they can, of course, because they have the biggest money, the biggest mouthpiece. So what they say goes, which is very much a Big Brother situation there. You know, people of Earth realize that. Quite a few have. But there's much more to it than that. It does go into an alien direction also. Alien agenda. As, you know, a lot of them feel like we're not ready for all of this, but I believe we are. And I believe we're going to a consciousness shift where we can connect to our alien families. And when that happens, a wave is going to hit this world of clearing out negativity. So clearing out the negativity is not easy, as you can see. So even I have to take a break, and I'm still going to be online and, you know, doing my normal routine, but I mean, I'm going to be taking more of a rest for the next 2 weeks, maybe longer than that. But I'm still going to continue output. I'm not going anywhere. It's just, I got to step back every once in a while. I've been going pretty heavy, and I haven't felt like cooling down. I wouldn't say it's my guides. A lot of people say it's my guides that are pushing me. It's mostly me pushing me. My guides aren't, you know, I'm more in control of me than my guides are. Of course, they want me to do this radio show situation, which I think is good. It's another way to, you know, somebody needs it. So let's we'll just continue on. Sure, let's check other. It's my favorite subject matter is QAnon. I've been going after that for a while. Always talking about it, going after it. I believe there is some, at least connecting to it psychically. There's some energies there to remove it. Of course, But it feels, you know, I don't think they'll be successful. But, you know, the light and dark are fully aware of it. Believe there's energies there. Basically, if you're not sure, QAnon is doing leaks, the cryptic messages. They're within the inside of the government. Basically talking about arrests and things like that. I don't think it's going anywhere. But I believe there is kind of, you know, if he doesn't, or they, don't post anything for a while, either there's nothing going on, which usually there is. But another thing is that there's a lot going on, basically either looking for their identity. So you have to quiet down. You don't get too much attention. That's a big part of it, at least what I'm picking up on. So one thing about QAnon, though, if they ever publish anything that's like majorly classified, like should not have hit their airways, they might be going away. Who knows? It's hard to say. WikiLeaks is still around. So you can say QAnon is like another version of, what is his name? It's been a while. I don't remember his name. Whistleblower. NSA whistleblower. Gosh, I cannot remember his name. I forget his name. Anyway. Doesn't really matter. The one that's in Russia. Gosh, I can't think. It's been a while. I haven't really... Snowden. Yeah, QAnon, you could say, is another extension of that. Maybe even stronger than that. Yeah. But QAnon's a lot deeper, for sure. And it's just... let's see here. Just looking at there's not that much going on. Well, there are posts, but anyway. Here we go. Disinformation is real. I think these are all old posts from QAnon. Yeah, nothing new. Not a surprise. Yeah, they've gone quiet for a reason. That's okay. Pardon them. Not talking enough as I should be. Okay. Enough of that. One thing about channeling, you know, about galactic updates. I believe over time, more people will receive their own updates. You know, you mind your own business. You'll get a message. Now, people are already going through this, but the numbers will increase. People will just feel like the psychic network, because they, or however you want to look at it, the spiritual network that we're not seeing, you know, the energy that we're connected to. More people connect to, you know, the galactic updates, the aliens, what they're doing. A lot of them want to keep things quiet. Another reason why I think other sites have gone quiet for a reason. It's helpful, but we really don't have no way of proving anything what the Galactic Alliances are really doing. So a channel update, it's entertaining, but there's really no way to know what's going, you know, to truly know what's, you know. So I think that this is like an alien briefing. They're improving that. Too. Or more people will be able to connect to what's going on. A lot of it's gone quiet. They don't want their news out there, not at this moment. But there's some major stuff on the way, it feels like. As for disclosure. Once again, 2 years, maybe 3 years, but like I said on YouTube, it has to be through a government. The government's going to do a shift or they're going to do something. And it's like clearing out the lower energies of the deep state. That hasn't happened yet, but it's on its way from what I feel. And with each change allows more of the positive energies to come in. Because they're kind of like the gateway. You know, they have a wall up already. I mean, I'm not talking about Mexico. But a wall is around information, not just with Roswell and all of that. There's a bigger wall that we don't see. You know, and they do have psychics on staff. And when you go to Washington, D.C., I'm not even in Washington, D.C., but I feel the energy from it. And one day I want to travel there one day, maybe go there for 5 days in the future. Because that's where it's all happening. That's where, well, I want to say the deep state's fully that where they got their imprint there. Once again, I feel like they're in the desert in different areas around the world. But Washington, D.C., I mean, it's so obvious with all the symbolism everywhere. I mean, it's like Egyptian symbolism. I mean, what is that stuff? I mean, are they trying to, you know, is this what? So you can say that's kind of like the deception energy is all around there. They want to keep, you know, us in the glass bottle, and that's going to break eventually. I believe it's, you know, it takes time for things to start breaking down for us to see what's going to happen. I'd say the government's fully taken over. It's yes and no, but there's going to be more positives coming in. It just has not fully happened yet. I believe they're gearing up for it from what I can pick up on. But yeah, I believe more people are going to connect psychically to all of this down the road. Now, what I've been feeling recently, yeah, is the other dimensions are kind of quiet right now, but no, it's not all the time. It comes in and comes and goes, but I feel like I'm being watched, and I feel reptilians are watching. Not to say that they're negative, but they're watching. So it's like they're rooting us on to in our awakening. You know, they're doing, I mean, you know, they see the picture clearer than we do. But a lot of Galactic Alliances, they're helping us, but they're not going to full details how they're going about it. But there are other dimensions where our, you know, they can walk through walls and all that. None of this is relevant to them, but they do see us. And they see our emotions. They see what they don't go into our full privacy, some might. But our privacy doesn't mean anything to them. You know, it doesn't, I mean, you know, it's, you know, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, they're not going to take it personally towards you. Oh, I saw you doing this or whatever. They don't care about any of that. So everyone has their quirks. Let's see. The Galactic Alliances are getting closer to us, more connection. Let's see, the deep state is clearing out woe energies, I guess here's your galactic update, of negative reptilian influence, but there's much more that want to go into that. It's basically that's controlling the Congress. Mostly Congress is what they say, influencing it through cabal negativity. They say the Queen of England, yes, when she does step down from power, it will lose its strength. It will never be the same again. It's already seeing the ties of it loosening. Doesn't mean it'll fully collapse, unlikely, but will power down. I mean, influence will be there, but, you know, it's kind of a quiet society already, but it might become even more quieter. It's a possibility. It's not 100%, but the power within is going to dim, is what I'm receiving here. The oceans are going through a transition. You can say with Mother Earth. One moment. Yeah, with Elon Musk, he's going through a lot of soul searching, it seems. He doesn't always know himself. So, you know, it seems like he's been doing things, at least with the space program he's working on. Either he's doing things he shouldn't be doing, or he really, you know, it kind of made the deep state a little bit unhappy, the dark ones at least. And so he's saying things and doing things he probably shouldn't be doing. And so they see what he's doing at SpaceX, so they go to Tesla and start causing difficulties there. That's what I'm getting from that. So, not that it's on anybody's radar, but kind of give you a little bit of detail on that. if you're paying attention. Elon Musk is one that runs a Tesla and SpaceX. SpaceX is he wants to go to Mars, which is kind of funny. The whole thing about him wanting to go to Mars is so. It's like, what about the moon? What about the? All of a sudden, he just wants to fly over to Mars. It's very unusual. He definitely has influences there. Not necessarily the negative, but it's definitely influences going on. All right, let's see here. The Syrians, the aliens, let's see. They've always been involved with our government as for, the clean energies type of stuff. They're involved with that. Of course, our Arcturians are also. But a lot of Syrian agenda is basically for us to kind of do more clean energy. The Palladians are also, but Palladians are mostly in our family lives. They're there to solve a lot of issues there. But we're having problems finding healing. You know, domestic disputes. I tell you, with South America seems to be a hot spot. As for alien activities, a lot of deep state energies there underground. And I'm going to say, I always see Chile. You know, it's in South America. It's Chile. It's just nobody ever talks about Chile. Nobody cares. It's around a earthquake fault. So it kind of makes a lot of sense why they're there. There's a lot of Zetas in that area. Of course, there's a lot of aliens everywhere, but South America seems to be, obviously it's another contact point. We're alien disclosure area, something around those lines. It's going to light up the world when it eventually does happen. I don't think it'll be, well, I don't know. They say it's a major point for it, let's put it that way. A major area for it to appear, so I guess we'll find out. All of this is just building up. We're just building up for the new Earth. And with this, more information will come through. July is still up in the air as for what's going to occur. It does, you know, because I was saying, you know, like, I feel disclosure, July. Now when I'm connecting to it here, it feels like it's mostly government, deep state, once again, it's all of that. It's undercover, it's quiet, there's a lot. It's not just Russia, there's much more that's been not going into the mainstream. They say they'll deal with the media at a later time. That's a good one. Not yet. Let's see here. So if you're looking for a galactic update, this is kind of one. Well, this is the alien briefing room. Not always something to broadcast, but in this case. Yeah, it just seems like they're cleaning house. I'm not saying anything that's going to majorly happen, but let's see, July, August. August most likely will be a heavy weather month. It doesn't mean that the hurricanes are going to be out of control. I am, you know, the energies I'm connected to, I believe will be a slow year for hurricanes, but I can't be 100% on that. Maybe one or none was hitting the United States. At least at this point, it's going to be a low-numbered year. Now, there's already one out there, but, of course, it went into the media and then disappeared. I was out in the Caribbean, I believe, somewhere around those lines, but it didn't hit the U.S., so, obviously. I think it's going to be a quiet year for hurricanes, at least at the moment. And even the winter might be a warmer winter, up north at least. It's possible. Oh, doesn't winter start around September for some people, or October? So it doesn't mean it'll hit hard again, but once again, in some areas it's going to warm up really fast. So I don't think Michigan's going to be on that list. Yeah, Michigan looks like it's going to get hit pretty heavily. Let's see here. Barack Obama is trying to break in back into the limelight, but he doesn't know how. He'll probably go back into the shadows again. He wants to be a celebrity, and he's probably going to continue that. That just the reason I brought that up, it just showed up. That was just a message that came in. Yeah, they say, let's see, around the desert areas is really going to be the most sightings at this point for alien energies. Doesn't mean it's going to be Arizona, like Sedona area, but the desert areas where there's not a big, large population. Doesn't mean anything major is going to occur. Possible anomalies in the sky, but they're not saying anything at this time. But, you know, it's, let's see here. The consciousness is shifty. Yeah, what's going on in July is like, look at it as like alien paperwork. So, you know, the deep state is, there's a lot of red tape around there. So a lot of it is going through a healing process. Not entirely. It takes a while. Let's see. It feels like, I mean, the warm-up is this year. I mean, everything's quiet as for events or anything like that. So anything can occur. Possibly January. We'll feel like we're on a different world in some ways. They're not telling me what's going to happen between now and then, though. Not entirely everyone, but those that are in the know will know more as the energies will increase. That's all they're saying. Ixnay on the alien A. Basically, yeah, alien knowledge is going to increase, but they're not saying anything about it going into the mainstream. That'll happen on its own, but I said the Earth has to go through a lot of healing to fully take alien knowledge more seriously. But, let's see. Those of you that are aware of all this will become more known in the media in your lifetime. Not everyone, but those that have information that the world needs. You just put it, the world will find you. But not to worry. Those that don't want a lot of attention, you'll be fine. And just go about your regular day. When that occurs, it's still up in the air. It's just the Earth's going to go into a touchdown energy of basically, yeah, like an intergalactic purge we're going through. A transition into the higher dimensions, but not fully yet. But, well, it's happening now, but has not fully hit the gear entirely. Many are still, you know, in the 3D environment due to the Archon manipulations through reptilians and whatever you want to think. I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that, so the control continues. Yeah, they're not saying there's going to be a major awakening. It just, what I get is that light workers will just basically share their knowledge and they'll become more heard over time. And it's going to shake people up. They'll say laugh at it and whatever it might be. And some might be totally spooked by it. Because when they hear you talking, it's like, this person believes what they're talking about and they're not trying to hoax anybody. It's like, some people was like, whoa, this is weird. So, you know, because they see the truth that's coming through. It's like, I'm not here to fake anybody out. I'm here to tell you what I know is going on. And, you know, and also as I speak about this, I do see people pointing at the government saying they're covering this up or whatever it might be, or as I'm talking about it. So that'd be interesting. So that how that turns out, I also see a female pointing at them, a young one, not that young, but young, maybe 20s or something like that. I saw a glimpse of that. Just talking a bunch of truths and then pointing at them and just, that's not Trump, but they're pointing at somebody. So, just got to give things time, basically. Yeah, because we're going to go through a galactic awareness, as I've been talking about, where we're no longer ignored. And people are going to maybe get sick to their stomach. I've been always picturing an alien parade. I might be involved with that one day. I don't have the resources for it yet. Which you never know. It's like I'm waiting for, you know, I'm working, as you can see, but, you know, I'm also working towards a goal. And a goal has not been met yet, let's put it that way. Opportunity to make a big change. You could say alien parade, that would be absolutely hilarious. So New York City would be the spot for that. That would be the one I want to hit the hardest. Yeah, why not? Not Los Angeles. That's too much Hollywood. New York City is not cheap, but of course you get people there and all that. You know, that's down. That's in the to-do list for the future. Somebody else comes up with it first, that's fine. As long as it comes about. So, yeah, that's where I see where all this is going. Down the line, yeah. But it cannot anymore. It's anymore. It's not about a cult. It's not about, you know, what was the name of it? Oh, I forget the name of it. The Heaven's Gate. Nothing like that. Nothing around those lines. It's just basically tapping humanity on the shoulder and it's like, guess what? Everything you believe is, well, half true, I guess. So we'll just have to see what happens. This is not about the New World Order or anything like that. It's not worth it. So down the line, things will change. Of course, a lot of celebrities are probably believing in all this, but they're not going to mention anything publicly, say goodbye to that career. Yeah, you can bet on it. So, yeah, it's all about action, talking, and action. Right now, it's talking. Until the resources come about, then there'll be more action. I mean, I do action on my part. I can't save the world. But there's others with resources that can put out an influence more out there. I guess they don't know how or something around those lines. But yeah, like alien, when I say alien parade, might as well talk about this. That's funny. I don't know how you would word it, like posters of Greys and reptilians and Palladians and all that. People are just showing, not protesting, just letting people know. At least they'll get a laugh at people, at least, you know. I mean, there's no hate in it at all, no nothing, not like they're all the beings here, even angels, spirit guides, to add to that list. I guess you can add God to that if you want. yeah, sometime. You know, you never know. I wouldn't call it a movement or whatever. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. A way of life. So, you know, they're not going to be able to hide this stuff forever. But I guess time has not occurred yet. But when the resources for all that shows up, that'll be quite fascinating. Yeah, put something together like that does take a lot of time and effort. I don't have the time, but I have the effort. So, yeah, that's what I see in the future. You know, even around the, at least the United States, even the world down the line, why not? So yeah, once again, resources, but yeah, down the line they have who knows. Yeah, it's not about Area 51. It's not about any of that. Of course, that's involved with it. But, you know, even that. I tell you one thing, though. I thought about whenever I do go to Area 51, kind of connected to that energy, if I ever do, I felt reptilians all around it. It's like, get out of here. We don't want you here. Like, jeez. And the same thing I feel for Washington, D.C., same deal. It's probably even worse, actually. So, putting all their mind control everywhere. So, not sure if anything is going on in the news. Well, any meteorites or anything like that? Yeah, we can check on that. debris hits Earth atmosphere 30,000 miles per hour, something like that. I didn't hear about that. Other than that, out of traces of sonic boom meteorites found in the ocean. That's kind of an old one. Go to space.com. Sometimes space.com has stuff. Maybe not this time. Well, that's right. The Blue Origin is now, I think it's like $200,000 for a ticket for Jeff Bezos. Basically, you go out in space for like 2 seconds and you come back down. I think it's 2 seconds, but it's not very long, I don't think. Something around those lines. You go out in space for a little bit, you experience space, and then you bring Earth, and it's 20 minutes. Maybe not. I think this is the one with the reusable rocket. Goes up and comes back down, even lands. So I guess we'll find out how that goes. There's a lot of reptilian energy around that. Not to say that's bad. Let's see here. To see if anybody's calling, no calls tonight. That's okay. It's okay. We'll talk about the alien parade in your future. Dress up like a space person. That's what I see for the future. Humanity can't look the other way forever. I mean, it's harmless. It's not out to hurt anybody or anything like that. And it's there to bring enlightenment. The alien parade will also have Agartha beings there, fairies. And, I don't know if you can dress up like a giant, but, that type of, all those energies are definitely be part of the alien parade. Of course, they have, I think, Comic-Con's going on right now, and people are dressing up like superheroes that are made up, and that's all accepted. So I can't dress up like an alien, where that has actually more realistic energies around. Of course, you can't prove it physically. Well, not yet. It certainly would help the... One thing, like when I would channel in a group, this is a while ago, at a friend's house, this is a couple years ago, and it felt like the Nordics, the Palladian Nordic, the tall blondes, they were really excited to, they would channel through me and talk to humanity. It was real exciting for them. They love that. So having people dress up for an alien parade will even get their excitement up even more. Putting that out there. And aliens and spirit guides. Yeah, you can dress up like a spirit guide. Sure, why not? Yeah, well, you never know. Now, when I started channeling, this idea came to mind. So, if it comes into the physical reality, it would be absolutely hilarious, but great at the same time. Entertaining and also educational at the same time. So, I think for a parade, you have to get permits and stuff like that. So I might look into it, but, get people around. To me, like the radio show, I'm just talking to myself, so if anybody's going to show up for that, it has to be somebody that has a big influence. So, well, you never know. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, if I do it, I don't think anybody would show up. Well, it's kind of expensive and stuff like that. If you have to be there in the physical, especially if you choose New York City or wherever it is, it's kind of pricey, so it makes sense. So, who knows? Just a thought. You can always do one in your own neighborhood. Of course, there's not enough people that believe in all this stuff, but there will be a time when they will. So, something to think about. So, if you have enough guts to do it, go out, have your alien outing. be outed as an alien believer, especially if they have a job. You know, they're wearing a Palladian costume. Of course, you can get makeup or something like that where you're, nobody can recognize you. You know, it's a thought. So, thinking about the future. It's you know, it's funny, but it is, you know, take it seriously, too, of course. Maybe that's what we're waiting for 2 years. The parade. Well, it's better than nothing. I mean, yeah, I think their influence is going to increase here, but we'll have to see how things go. Yeah, because what I'm being told is just kind of like go with the flow. Can't force this on anybody. That's the last thing you want to do. So you have to let nature take its course. So, you know, alien parade maybe 5-10 years from now. So, you know what I mean? It's like you gotta, you know, like YouTube and all that, you know, you can't, I mean, I don't really think about the numbers or anything like that. I just sort of just let it do its thing. I don't really promote something. I mean, I do promotion on Facebook. I don't know if that helps at all, but I don't know. But like, you know, numbers on YouTube, I really don't think about it that much. So I guess for this broadcast, I'll call it Alien Parade. Might as well. Somebody's got to do it. So, yeah, it's, you know, like, to go back to YouTube, it's like, yeah, I don't know, you know, I might do keywords, stuff like that, you know, to get attention, but not always that always works. So you just kind of have to, yeah, let nature take its course and let people decide for themselves and go around and, you know, trying to force this on everybody. Probably not the best idea. Because you'll probably freak them out. Like, if you walk around with a big sign, aliens are real. Well, of course, you got to do what you got to do, too. But that doesn't seem to be in my cards, at least. Of course, I go to the theme parks, that's enough. That's my calling card, so. Which hasn't really worked out the way I thought it would, but that's all right. It's doing what it's got to do. But, yeah, it's, you know, just gotta let, you know, humanity, you guys gotta go with the flow. That's all. That's the only thing I'm getting with this. Like, how do you speed this up? You really, well, you just be yourself and just let the world do what it's gonna do. Because a lot of humans want proof, they want to see it physically, but then if you show it physically, they get all freaked out. So there's a lot of reasons behind it. We're kind of behind closed doors for a reason. Not giving me that reason, but as many, well, yes, they do and they don't. But to them, you know, more of the alien beings coming to our physical reality will increase. How, when, who knows? That's what gets frustrating, because you get this message about talking about disclosure, but I believe the reason to talk about disclosure was to get the idea out there, because the possibility can be sooner than later. You know, and many people have been talking about this way before me, but it's like now they're kind of coming to me to have me talk about it more. And I kept seeing, no, turn that table around. Not to say it won't happen, but I just didn't see it happening sooner. But now it feels like it's kind of around the corner. Like Alien Parade, I don't know, 5 years in the future maybe. If we can get that. But yeah, if you do like, well, think about it. If you do a parade, you got to get people to go there, right? So if you're just there by yourself in your alien parade, you get permits. So how many people want to be there? I don't know, just one. So, you know, we got a while. So most people don't believe in all this and all that jazz. So something to think about. That doesn't mean it won't happen. Let's see. How does that work exactly? At least for them. Yeah, most. Yeah, see. Let's see. Those that are in the third dimension that are focused on their 3D lives are having difficulties, you know, allowing anything other than that into their environment, such as an alien being. Now, there's others that are open. Yeah, they live in with Roswell, New Mexico. But even there, there's a lot of, probably some fear there. But basically, as more of this energy goes into our thinking of that, not just, oh, I saw a ship, but I connected to it, talked to the beings on it. I felt that they wore jumpsuits or whatever it might be. You know, I connected them. That's a big deal. And yeah, it is true that a lot of beings don't need ships. They just go through different, they travel through light, through dimensions. And the Pleiadians are one of them. But I have felt Pleiadians in a ship. So not all Pleiadians, you know, just appear out of nowhere, basically. Some do take ships, because that's what we recognize, you know, through pop culture, and it's cool for us, you know what I mean? This is part of our, you know, that's normal. I mean, people got abducted by Greys, they were in a ship, so of course that's going to be with us. You know, if you're an alien, you might as well be in a ship. If you're an alien just walking around, that's not, what's the fun in that? Of course there is, but, you know, it's just, the invasion of the alien beings will happen down the road, but I mean, think about it. Connecting to an alien species spiritually, how many are truly doing that? A good number, but the number is very small. Some don't know how to do it. They're not ready to do it. Yeah, there's a lot going there. The idea is to open up blockages. It's, you know, but that's where we're all heading. As for opening up blockages, that's a tough one. Just keep digging. Keep going through it. Opening, just, you know, send light to where you feel the blockages, and you should eventually get. I mean, I'm not always connecting to everything. I don't always see everything, you know. I think I'd probably go crazy if I did. But I'm pretty much kind of like incarnated as your commoner too. Those that don't really see these beings that clearly, there are others that see them like very clearly. But not all of us are meant to experience that. So I'd rather not see them all the time. but in your mind's eye also, it's just, it helps you focus on your life. If you see beings around you all the time, how can you focus on what you're doing? Not very easily. There's no reason for it yet. It doesn't mean that will last forever. But we are going into an alien awakening in our alien parade. You can think about like worldwide alien parades. I mean, they already have Gay Pride Day. Why not Alien Pride Day? That's what I see in the future. Alien Pride Day. Or it doesn't have to be Pride Day, but call it something. Alien Awareness Day. Something like that. Spiritual Awareness Day. Something around those lines. I mean, those that are connected to the metaphysics are awakened, but there's so much more to it. I mean, so there's Reiki, there's, you know, connected to your chakras, healings. There's so much for sure. Now, let's see here. Well, I've been chatting for an hour, got 6 more minutes. Is there anything else going on in the world that I should know about? Yeah, I have to get up early tomorrow morning, be on the road most of the day. Should be okay. With jet lag from all that, but that'll be okay. I'll be alright. What? I'm looking at the news, 1 second. See if there's anything that we need to know. Nope. A little bit on Iraq, not much. Let's see if there's anything on Yemen. Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates has a disastrous Yemen strategy. Why did Saudi Arabia can't defeat Iran in Yemen? I didn't know Iran was in Yemen. Yeah, Yemen is a deep, dark secret. It is not in the mainstream at all. you know, the BBC might talk about it on their website. That doesn't mean it's going to be, of course, I don't look at the mainstream news, but I'm not seeing anything mainstream here talking about it. Let's see. Oh, don't play a movie. Come on. Let's see. Yeah, I'll do that. Yemen war president, I don't know how to pronounce his name, has no regrets over Saudi-led airstrikes. And this is on BBC. And they have a video on it. So it's not funny. It's on, I guess it's just not, it's very bizarre. It's still very bizarre how there's a blackout on it. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of alien energies there. Iraq has a lot of alien energies. Of course, you're not going to say that in the mainstream media. Speaking of the mainstream media, what's going on with those, what's the programming news network doing? Jeez, it's just, yeah, I can't look at this. Too much Anunnaki energy there. Never mind. Yeah, there's so much Anunnaki brainwashing going on there. Jeez. I just, yeah, it's just, if you want us to program your world, we will. There are other worlds that are watching us, obviously. There's some areas, I mean, I imagine a lot of them would like to bring influence here heavier, but they're not allowed to. I feel like they'll get influence. I mean, it'll come back to get them and haunt them. Obviously, aliens don't want to come here and just save us. Far from it. So that's what all this, my programming, I won't use that word, but, you know, my channel and other channelers out there, well, hopefully other channelers, it's basically for us to just get more in touch with ourselves, to continue to upgrade ourselves, to better ourselves, to bring in this new earth and not be babysat by aliens. You know, so we can babysit everyone instead. No, that's not what this is about. But the vibrations are going to get stronger. It's still, it's just in the air. Well, let's put it this way. Those that are aware of this, you will continue to upgrade. That's all I get from that. You'll continue to go forward. Yes, it's not going to be easy. Nothing. You didn't sign up to be easy. Nobody. It's not easy, trust me. I don't have to tell you that. But the more you know, the more, you know, it's unsteady water, so that's okay. Those that don't believe in any of this, not ready. They're like in the theater, the third dimensional theater, watching the 3D world or living in the 3D world. I believe most of them are going to stay asleep, but not forever. It's just because the curiosity is going to be surrounding them like crazy. So just be yourself and share your energies. All right, this is the end of our show tonight. Thank you for those that tuning in. Glad to be here. Next radio show will be on Saturday night. So at same time. So blessings everyone, and we'll be back on YouTube very shortly, probably in a half an hour. Yeah, probably about a half an hour from now, because I gotta get up early. All right, take care. Blessings.